Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic health share ministry to provide an affordable health sharing program rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthshare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
O Lord my God, thou searchest me. My heart and mind are known to thee. Nothing is hidden from thy eyes. When I sit down and when I rise, and from afar thou art discerning.
Jesus and the disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist." Others, Elijah, still others, one of the prophets. And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." And he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The gospel of the Lord. So Father Craig and the altar boys are going off to see an angel game. Let's pray that Father Craig and one of the altar boys will be able to catch a home run hit by Mike Trout and Albert Pujols, okay? Could that be part of the prayer of the faithful? It could be, because we're living in Los Angeles, right? I'd like to tell two stories related to one idea in the gospel today, and it's the whole idea of Jesus says, if we want to be his follower, we have to take up our cross. We have to take up our cross, and we have to be willing to follow him. Okay, so here's the first story. About 60 years ago, it was really common in the country to have what were called popular missions that were given by the Redemptorists. You were my age or older, you probably remember that in Lent, the church would be packed for 3 days. You'd have a missionary preacher come with his cross, and he'd be preaching in preparation for Easter. So one occasion, the Redemptorist was there. It was Good Friday. And he decided to do something original, to give everyone in the mission a cross, because it was Good Friday. And he said, okay, right now, I want all of you to lift up your cross. So you saw these 1,000 crosses being lifted up. But in the very back of the church, there was a lot of noise and commotion because a lady was trying to lift up her husband. Okay. 250 pounds of him, okay? That was a pretty heavy cross, huh? So that's the first story, okay? You're going to see how I'm going to weave this into my message, okay? Second story is there was a young man who was always complaining about his cross. He said this cross was just too heavy for him to carry. So God decided to send from heaven his guardian angel. And he said to the young man, come with me. So they took a long walk and they stopped in front of this huge plot of land that had thousands of crosses. The guardian angel said, well, God has given you permission. You can choose whatever cross you want. So he started to try the crosses. The first cross, this is too small, so he threw it away. Next cross is this cross doesn't really fit my shoulder, so he chucked that away. He put another cross, he said, now this one smells bad, so he threw that away. Then he put another cross, now this has too many splinters, it's kind of painful, so he just launched that into the distance. So he was doing this for about 3 hours. Till finally something happened. He looked, lift up his eyes, and he gazed, and he saw that in front of his eyes, there was a cross that was glimmering, and it was shiny. And he went up to the cross, he looked at it, he smelled it, put it on his shoulder, and he said to his guardian angel, this is the cross I can carry. The guardian angel said, that was your cross. That was your cross. So let's talk about the cross and let's talk about how to carry the cross. Now all of you have crosses. So do I, probably more than you. Priests have more crosses than lay people usually. We all have a cross. So even this might be painful, I think you have to try to identify what are your 3 major crosses. You're probably going to have at least 3 major crosses. What are they? Name it and claim it, okay? Name it and claim it. Okay, it might be, I'll give you some example, it might be some health issue. My father passed away about 2 years ago, and he was always kind of joking around with my mom, saying, your body falls apart one part at a time. One part at a time, it's not going to work. No? So we probably have people here, if you're older than 50, you probably have some type of health issue, right? Yeah? Accept it. And united to Christ. Second, how many of you people here live in a family? Do you live in a family? Okay, probably every week there's someone in your family that drives you crazy. I'm one of 9, okay? Living in a house with 11 people, it's not a piece of cake, no? And probably every week it's going to be someone different. Recognize. Living with people is tough. Because we're all different. We all have our, if I can use the word, we all have our own idiosyncrasies that maybe drive others nuts. Drive others nuts. I'll give you an example. I've got German blood. Germans have a tendency to be pretty punctual. Say, for example, you get a husband and a wife, and the husband is always punctual and the wife is always dragging her feet. You might laugh at that, but that's a cross. Right? It's a cross. You might think that it was something really not that important, but if someone is well organized and has to do things in order, the other person is the exact opposite, that could be a real cross. I never heard my mom complain about it, but she was married 62 years with a guy that snored. I could hear it in my bedroom when I was a kid, no? I never heard my mom complain, but that probably would be a cross. Any of you married to a snorer? There are so many different crosses, but we have to recognize them. Another cross might be this. Maybe some of you here have a teenager. Do any of you have teenagers? Do you? It's tough, teenagers, because they're very, voluble, they change, they're emotional, they're strong-willed, they think they know everything. That can be tough. That could be a real cross. A real cross. What else? Another cross might be this. Maybe you're struggling economically. Maybe you barely have enough money to pay the bills. You're kind of worried. You know, next month's rent, I don't know if I'm going to have it. That can be a real cross. So half the battle is you've got it, you have to identify what the cross is. Okay, I'm going to tell you one of my crosses. What the church is going through now, I'm suffering a lot, more than you people. Over the past 2 weeks, interiorly, I'm suffering. And I think you are too. Archbishop Gomez said Friday and Saturday to pray and fast. Yesterday I was fasting. Did I do it well? Well, I give myself maybe a C+, you know. But at least I tried to fast a little bit. But what's going on in the church, I'm suffering a lot. And I think you are too. That's a cross. It's a huge cross. And last but not least, when you lose a loved one, it's a source of suffering. In October 1st, it'll be 2 years when my father passed away. You know, I'm still going through a grief process. So I was very close to my dad. But thinking about it, I hope and pray that he's in heaven. I hope and pray. Only God knows. But that's a suffering. Okay, are you following me? Okay, now this is the most important part of the homily now. I mentioned to you about 7 or 8 different crosses. Don't waste your suffering. Suffering can make you either better or bitter. Remember that, okay? Suffering can make you either better or bitter. It'll make you bitter if I've mentioned all these crosses and you don't know what to do with them. The cross becomes so heavy that it crushes you. And you enter into depression. There are a lot of people that are depressed, they're sad, because they've got heavy crosses and they don't know what to do with them. So I'm going to be as simple as possible. When you have a cross, look at Jesus on the cross and offer your cross to Jesus. And your cross is going to have infinite value. And one more step. Take your cross, look up at the cross, and then, are you following me? Place it here. Place it here. What is this? This is the altar. What am I going to do in 15 minutes? I'm going to be lifting up the host. That's Jesus on the cross. Every Mass is the sacrifice of Calvary. So what's going to happen when you participate with me in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, you unite your cross with the cross of Christ. Your cross has infinite value for your own sanctification and for the sanctification of the whole world. So I'd like to close with the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. And you know it. We adore you, Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.
Thou art before me and behind, and thou hast probed my heart and mind. Upon me thou hast laid thy hand. O Lord, how could I understand?
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusOfLexington.com.